This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Chicago media critic Robert Feeder reports that Chicago radio talk show host and former TV news reporter Amy Jacobson has been barred from attending Governor J.B. Pritzker's daily coronavirus media briefings after she was one of the speakers at a rally protesting the governor's stay-at-home order. Illinois Republican Party chairperson Tim Schneider also spoke at the rally, and a few signs at the event compared Pritzker, who is Jewish, to Adolf Hitler. Jacobson's participation prompted others in the media to question whether she had forfeited her standing as a journalist by becoming an advocate and activist. And we've discussed in the past the idea, you know, I personally would hate to be a person who tries to, I guess, license journalists. It's very difficult, especially in this day of multimedia platforms, to define who is a journalist and who is not. I would say in this case, the idea that she's a talk show host, I would question why she would be attending the daily coronavirus media briefings anyways. I would find that akin, for example, to Terry Gross attending briefings and asking questions. It's one thing to bring, for example, the governor or the president into your program and asking questions. I'm not sure for a talk show host, though, to be attending briefings and asking questions if that's the right place for them.
I agree. I mean, I hear talk show host, and that initially got my attention. Is this a journalist or not? You know, journalists in general, let's be devil's advocate and say this person was a, you know, tried and true, you know, journalist. You know, is this someone who should be making these kinds of participating in these kinds of activities? I know journalists that would even maybe reserve their to vote. You know, they won't so much as vote because they cover politics or they cover a political candidate or something of that nature. Journalists always have to be aware of themselves. Be aware of their role, be aware of their job and how that might reflect on their abilities. And as a profession, there has to be a hypersense of awareness. And, you know, if this is someone who's a talk show host or if this is someone who's a journalist, regardless, you know, how she's going to be perceived in the public light. It's gonna affect the reputation and the image of who she represents, and you know, any kind of station manager or editor in chief or managing editor or whomever is running a newsroom needs to have that discussion, or it needs to be understood when any new reporter comes in any kind of newsroom.
I think, you know, I mean, I totally agree with what both of you just mentioned, but you know. The United States, you know, we have the First Amendment where it guarantees, you know, every American's freedom to express themselves without any kind of government interference and all that stuff. But with regard to, you know, covering government officials or agencies or even access to all those records, I think it's kind of a little bit, it's like a sticky wicket. You know, sometimes, you know, they give you access and sometimes they don't. Based on my experience as a journalist when I was in India, sometimes, you know, I've been in the position where, you know, once I was in a police control room and they asked me to leave. They asked me for my credentials. I said, like, you know, I'm just a reporter. I don't have any credentials yet. They said, like, please step out. So they have the right to say whether you can go to a place, gather some stuff or not. But technically, given this instance of the Illinois governor, you know, barring some people, I think it's not in good taste. But at the same time, you know, the government officials or, you know, organizations, they have pretty much some, you know, kind of privilege as to, you know, what they can, who can they have access to or allow them to do certain things. Because sometimes people might think, like, if I'm going to let this person attend the press briefing, he or she can disrupt the press briefing or press meeting. So they can have some kind of ground saying what are some of the reasons they are not allowing certain person to attend the press meeting. But from a journalistic point of view, I think it's not good. But given the fact that I've seen a lot of cases and I've been experiencing this all my life, I think, you know, it is what it is, man. We can never say what these government officials are thinking or doing unless we go through some kind of legal course.
Well, I would again raise the question of if she's a talk show host, does she really have a place at these media briefings where journalists are asking questions? And I brought up the example, of Terry Gross on NPR. If you prefer, think about any of the cable news networks, left, center, right, whatever the case might be. Would you want a host of one of their talk shows to be at briefings asking questions? I don't think that's the right place for them. I think if they want to ask questions of someone who's in charge, they should try and get that person to come on to their program and conduct it that way. I don't know if I'm being stubborn about this in some sort of way. I just don't see that as – I don't see briefings as being the place for a talk show host.
I agree with you, Rich. Yeah. I think it comes down to credentialing. When the governor's office is handing out credentials, and maybe that's on this radio station, I think, WIND. Perhaps this is not the best person they should have selected from their staff to be covering this. Maybe they should have chosen someone who does cover politics. And maybe they do. Maybe we don't know the case here. Maybe they decided to include the talk show host along with the political reporter. Mm-hmm. And I think in hindsight, perhaps this was a bad move on their part.
See, I think, if we have to cover any government press briefing, for instance, if you want to be a White House press briefing or any other local government, we are expected to get some kind of credentials or press accreditations to attend these meetings. And it's just, best from my experience in India, I have to go through a lot of paperwork to ensure that I am from an organization where my organization has so many viewers or audiences that it's reaching. So all these things have to be submitted before I get clearance. But for instance, what happened with the White House, recently, many times we've seen they've excluded many reporters from attending press briefing, or even, I recently remember it was some Caitlin Collins from CNN. She was barred from attending a press briefing by the White House. So, there are some case-to-case where people are doing this, which is not really nice. But as you both mentioned, if a person is a talk show host and she or he has not attended any of these press briefings on a regular basis, and just because this issue is happening with regard to COVID-19, she wants to be a part of this press briefing, is something that I think is not right. But I'm not endorsing what the governor is doing in terms of deciding not someone to attend the press briefing from certain news organizations. The news organization have the right to send anyone for them to cover whatever they want. But that's from my journalistic point of view. But again, the local government or the local government organization, they have the total right in terms of deciding what they can do in terms of who can attend their meetings and who cannot.
This talk show host, when she was a TV reporter, there had been questions raised about her ethics then, too. There was a story of a missing woman, and this reporter was hanging out and socializing with the woman's husband. And that doesn't seem like the right thing to do in that sort of case at all.
No, and maybe we should say in air quotes, reporter has a past, and maybe that needs to be looked into. Look, we're living at a time now where our industry of journalism is ever so under attack and being scrutinized. And I don't think the industry needs any kind of issue like this or any kind of misjudgment, something like this going on to further hurt the cause that we're trying to provide and the service we're trying to provide.
Hey, with that, we are going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.